Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And Mary, I don't know about you, but it's only been less than 2 days. I feel like I have been hit by a bus. I'm hungover. Like, I'm just trying to, like, get my bearings straight. Mm-hmm. And I feel, I'm going to be honest, I said on our IG story today, I feel icky.
Yeah, I don't feel icky. I love all this new information coming to light about Salt Lake City. And we just have to talk about it because so much happened since we recorded the finale episode.
So we recorded the finale before it actually aired and then, you know, released right after. And then everything started coming out immediately after the finale, right? We had Monica going live. We had that photo shoot. Okay, before we get in, I want to ask you, where do you stand on Monica right now?
I I think it's funny how like weirded out people are. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? What did you think she was? She's on Lexis Nyers 2.0. Like, she is Bling Ring to me. And I've said this the entire season. People are literally like disgusted by this video talking to her mom. We saw her talk like that on camera to her mom. What do you think was happening behind closed doors? Like,
I guess
I'm not shocked at all.
Okay. I guess
and
for me,
I am interested. And I want her to still be a part of reality TV. I don't think it's a part of Salt Lake City, but I'm seeing her on Villains. I'm seeing her on
Traitors.
Yeah. Like
Deception. I'm seeing her on TLC. Deceitful.
Yeah.
Wherever she can be deceitful, you see a big win there for I think she's a liability. And I agree. I've said from the beginning, I do not like Monica. I feel vindicated in my opinion being correct. It's not opinion, it is now a fact.
Okay.
According to me. But I think what I'm weirded out about is like she now again, people are like, oh, but Jen Shaw was worse. It's like two things can be the same, right? It's not like I don't think Jen Shaw is bad and Monica is worse than that. I think Monica is we watch these shows.
I'm very weirded out by Heather, to be honest.
I think you can definitely get into that too.
And I literally Heather knew way ahead of time. I 100% what I said in the podcast last week, she was testing her in the shop, the perfumery.
Do you think that she's known since 2021 when Jen Shaw apparently sent a cease and desist to the account of Reality Von Teese, which included Monica and two other people? Do you think Heather knew since then?
I think Heather's a fucking liar. Like, well, let's not forget, Heather lied to us for a year about this black eye to protect Jen Shaw. There's way more to that story, and I can't wait for that to actually come to light. Like, I there's something about Heather that really irks me.
She
looks like the shining star right now, but she's also a liar.
Okay, but everyone's saying like, oh, Monica killed it at the finale. Blah, blah, blah. It's actually Heather that killed it at the finale, regardless of how produced it was and what she knew. It was set up beautifully. Monica just sat there and insulted Lisa, which is
trying to figure out how much they knew. So she was mostly quiet because she was like, how much of the truth am I going to tell? I do want to apologize to the hairdresser because apparently they still do work together.
Here's the thing. I think that Tanisha originally they started the account because it was to like expose Jen Shaw, right?
And then Tanisha was involved in the account?
Yes, and I think she says that she's involved in the account in the beginning. And then I think once it started getting to be too much and it was like going a little like too far is when she kind of backed away. Do I think that's when she told Heather? No.
Right.
I think she didn't tell Heather until Heather either confronted her about it or questioned her about it, and then that's kind of when she decided to like give her side of the story and explain it. Like,
but also I kind of makes me laugh too. I'm like, okay, this account was basically just to bash Jen Shaw. And there's plenty of these accounts out there. I mean, there's many. I mean, Perez Hilton, there is like,
hang on.
We don't know who Dubois is. We don't.
Her name's Melissa.
We don't know who Queens of Bravo is. I mean, and not to say that they're saying bad things about people. I think
some people don't put their face forward.
Started out as like, you know, doing really nasty things too, like being a troll. And I don't think like Queens of Bravo does that. I love it, but they do keep themselves anonymous. Dumois keeps themselves anonymous. I'm like,
I guess here's my question then for you.
I'm not shocked that Monica. Here's my question for
you. Is there a difference though? Let's say you get cast on a reality show because people are saying like, oh, if any of these like bloggers, podcasts, accounts, whatever got cast on a show, like they would do the same thing of like hide it. And I'm like, I think there's a difference of like being a face of an account. So like you and I put our faces on our accounts. Like it is what it is. Now, if we were to get casted on a show, we would probably say, oh, yeah, you know, I ran two judgy girls. I was a fan. But like,
we're not anonymous. So you would have to equivalent with the Dumois. So would Dumois reveal herself? Probably not.
No, but that's what I'm saying, right? Like, as a face of, like, you're like, okay, yeah, I'm going to admit to it because, like, I put myself out there. If I'm hiding behind an account, maybe it's not hiding behind an account, but I'm just not putting my face forward. Is this, like, because, you know, remember Rachel Fudo was, like, Bravo Lover 1, 2, 3, right? And then, like, that wasn't as big of a deal. I mean, again, Angie H. and her fat fucking elf on a shelf husband made troll accounts, you know, but they got exposed. It's kind of like this thing of, like, is it... It just feels to me the way that Monica did it was a little bit more sinister. Like, I'm sorry. We saw the video of her, like, putting a scarf around her head and doing a drive-by of Jen's house.
That was bizarre.
That's creepy.
I think we're going to find out at their reunion that Heather knew about this for a very long time. And that's going to be exposed.
I guess to me, but I'm also like, who did Heather know her as?
Because now she don't think Jen
Monica Darnell
was telling people, oh, someone in my camp is the person behind Reality Von T. And like,
I don't know, but I'm saying we've got Monica Fowler, we've got Monica Darnell. She went on the show as Monica Garcia, which is apparently her dad's last name.
Okay.
I'm just like, I could also, are those the three aliases, by the way, that are at Beauty Lab and Laser? Those three names? Like, I'm just wondering.
Apparently,
like,
there was only two, according to Monica.
Either way, Monica, pay her bills. And also, people were pointing out, too, from the reunion.
And she's like, and it wasn't for me. She was not giving me a gift card.
And it was, but the finale, like, people were pointing out, did you notice that the credit cards, there were two different cards?
Yes.
There were two different cards. And it's like, I guess for me, I'm like, there's a difference of also like running like a troll account where you're like, maybe like, I'm going to expose bad behavior. Cause like I said on the podcast too, I'm here for exposing Jen Shah. Like Jen Shah is a horrible human being. If you want to release footage showing her to be a fucking asshole, do it. Cause she's a fucking asshole. Right. But then when you start going after the other people, which again, a lot of this was all deleted. And like, then you're infiltrating the system. You're like, I'm going to join this show and become these people's friends. And like, I want to do drive by. Like she was obsessed with them in a stalkery way.
I think she was completely obsessed with them. Not to say I haven't done drive-bys myself.
Obviously, we've done drive-bys at exes' houses, okay? We're not 100% sane.
I also don't think that she made a dollar off this page either, which no. I think is even like kind
didn't
of
even get her brand deals.
Like, completely.
I think the account had like at most like 2,000 or 3,000 followers, right? Like I think it took off when they put that video of Jen berating the designer or assistant like years ago, right? Like that's where it really like kind of took off. But like she was tagging people, like they followed all the accounts. Like their goal, I think the goal really was to expose her, and then it got to their head and they went a little crazy. And then she was like, I'm gonna get on these shows. I'm gonna be
It's amazing she got casted. I will say that.
I think she got cast with the Jen Shah connection. Producers are claiming they had no idea she ran this Finsta. Like articles are coming out. You guys, this isn't Time Magazine. Is this the new Scandival? Now I'm seeing people, it's being called Monicon.
Monicon. I love that.
Monicon. Like, it's just like the whole thing is like, I just find her creepy and weird. And truthfully, like, her like bunny boiler ways, I'm like, I would never want a Monica in my life. If I was on this show, first off, I think she's a liability to Bravo now. I think especially within this new reality reckoning world, you've got to get rid of her. You cannot bring her back. It's like, what is she doing? If I was a castmate, I truthfully would not feel safe with her.
I just feel like this has also been done before. I mean, there's very creepy people on Bravo. Carlton.
I guess Carlton was dreams though and not reality of like dreaming of Kyle hurting her and not necessarily that. I'm just, to me, I'm like, you've crossed a line where it feels like I would be like, I don't want anything to do with her. It gives me seriously that creepy Danielle Staub season 2. It just feels icky. And I'm like, I like these people's characters. And then when it's like you're infiltrating their like real lives and like trying to get dirt on them, like that burn book, where do you think's in that burn book, Mary?
That Heather knew way in advance.
I think it's got dirt on all the cast members because would not. Here's the thing. We mentioned this on the pod on Tuesday too. I'm sure probably all the housewives have given info to that account. And they're going to come out and she's going to pull the receipts, the timelines, the proof.
Right.
She's going to put that in the burn book and be like, look, Lisa Barlow, look, Meredith Marks, look, Whitney Rose, you guys all DM this to me.
It's also interesting because she like speaks with like such conviction, I would say. And I really do like she hasn't necessarily though. I guess the only thing she's hid from us is this account. But I mean, she was so open about cheating on her husband with her brother-in-law. She's been so open about her and her mom's effed up relationship.
But is the relationship even real? Because if you watch that video, and you guys, the accounts that have all of this, by the way, Bravo and Cocktails, like I truthfully really felt icky, like reposting a lot of this stuff, like watching it, I was like sending it to you and I was like, watch this if you want. I don't know anymore. Like it feels like.
I don't feel icky at all. I don't even think she's made like a dime off of this. I think that's the funniest part to me. I feel like she thought she was going to make a lot of money, like bringing these things to light.
Salt Lake City, Utah. And babe, you're not even on the celestial planet in Mormonism. Her you got 15 kicked
minutes.
Out.
It's her 15 minutes of fame. And I feel like she's not even like raking in the cash from it.
No. You know? And you know what? Remember, I think I said in the beginning too. First off, somebody pointed out that in a previous podcast from like early in December, I had said, wouldn't it be really funny if Heather found out by getting a gift card from Monica, which like came true. I'm like, oh, I feel like a witch. I think I said in the beginning too, when we met Monica, like that business is fake of her baby swaddles. That is just Joanne's fabric cut up and she puts a little ribbon around it.
I'm on her Instagram right now.
And you guys, I think it's embarrassing. I think she thinks she's like a hero. I'm like, you're an anti-hero. I think it's embarrassing that she did a photo shoot with newspaper headlines to be like, I'm Reality Vontees. Meaning she'd like built this up that she was like, oh, like she's reveling in the fact that she's a loser.
She should actually keep the account alive and make it an all Instagram Bravo account if she was smart.
Who would talk to her? Like nobody.
Fans would follow it.
Are you going to follow it?
I would.
Please do that from your personal.
I honestly would, because I'm fascinated. But that's what reality TV is.
What is info she going to give you? What info is she going to give you? What does she have her finger on the pulse on now?
Well, I got to see that burn book and I'll let you know.
I want to see what she brings out.
I mean, aren't you like fascinated and captivated by it? I'm not grossed out by it at all.
I was as a character watching on Tuesday. Now as all this information starts to unfold, it feels weird and gross to be like, this person has been diabolical for like this long. Like the obsession, like
her mom's like, this is a job, Monica.
You're supposed to be acting. It's like they are two people. And what made me sad is watching her oldest daughter cross through. Like, I think Lisa makes a point in the finale preview saying, like, you're a mom of four daughters. Like, what are you doing a drive-by? It's like, no, but really, you're a mom. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know what? When's the last time you've really done a drive-by, Mary? Was there a teen in your age? I'm even going to be till 25.
No.
Recently.
I can't say that. I can't say that.
Someone personal for you, I guess. I kind of already know who you're talking about.
I love doing drive-bys.
I guess to me, it's just
I'm a big fan.
I think she's
And I'll never forget, creepy. I told a boss my first job out of college. I told my boss about drive-bys.
Did you already have the job, or this was in the interview process?
No, I already had the job.
Okay.
And I told him about what drive-bys were. And he looked at me and said, let me get this. You want to drive by somebody's house and you wouldn't want them to see you or anything, but you just want to check if they're home?
100%. Yeah.
Precisely, Kyle. Yes. He's like, okay,
first
I don't
off,
get it.
Drive-bys were also important when you didn't have people's locations. Okay. Now you can be like, hey, let's share location and you can know exactly where. Like, there are times where I'm like, my friend's not answering me. I'm like, oh, let me see. Okay. They're home. I'll just go over there.
You know, I don't think a lot of people share their location though.
Sure. But I'm saying, like, I have like a group of friends. We always just share just to make sure my family has my location. Mm-hmm. You know, it's tough, you know, when you're like, maybe I don't want people. You could turn it right off, but you don't like to
share
your location.
I don't know how to turn it off. And yeah, I don't like to share my location.
That's because you live a shady life.
Yeah. I want to do what I want to do at all.
You share with Michael?
Yeah, Michael has mine.
Oh, okay. Well, then fine. You need somebody to have your location. Someone on close to you. Just one person.
I think a couple friends, maybe a couple.
Yeah, not me, guys. She won't give it to me. I've requested. She's also hidden her Apple Watch behaviors from me too.
And
she
claims
every time. She says, "I haven't."
Courtney, you know I don't know how to do that. So you didn't get that I went on a bike ride?
No, because you're hidden from me. You've hidden your notifications.
That's not true. I swear.
Mary, I will look at it right now. I'm going to tell you right now.
I swear.
Mary, I will show you.
Do you think I know how to do that? I'm not joking.
These people are currently hiding their activity from you. Mary.
Oh, really? Oh, no, invite me again. I'll share that with you. I don't care.
No, you just have to undo it.
I never did that. Courtney, you think I know how to deactivate someone following me?
You seem to have been able to do it the first time. And you know what? It's fine because I've actually hidden mine from everybody now because I work out too hard and I don't want to embarrass anybody. I'm just kidding. I just don't need it. The notifications kept coming in and I was like, I'm really proud of you guys. It's not motivating me to do anything.
Yeah, I don't. My watch actually hasn't been working correctly. So
a likely story.
Mm-hmm.
A likely story. So back to Monica. Monicon. Let's talk about Monicon more. I think
also I like to Meredith like was like, well, the reason why I was so calm is because I already had the footage from the store. And I at first I was like, what is
it was MCC?
Yeah, Meredith Marks Park City. That's what it's for, right?
I thought it's a PMCC.
It took me a while to figure out. I think it's Meredith.
There's a Park City and a Meredith City involved. Yeah. Like that. But it's like a country club or something.
And then let's talk about Jen Shaw commenting. And then
what a fucking loser.
Andy commenting about it. He's like, you think we didn't have that black eye?
She denies the black eye. She's denying the black guy.
Right. And Andy Cohen's like, you think she's like, yeah, she wanted to have a sit down with, she wouldn't have a sit down with me because she had all these stipulations. We weren't going to give her the money.
She hadn't been convicted yet either.
And she was going to lie to my face. Second, you think if we had the black eye footage, we wouldn't have rolled that? Come on. We don't have the footage.
Like, and also, Jen, don't you have an ab class to teach? Isn't Theranos looking for some tutoring? Like, get the fuck out of here. All I can picture.
How is she getting the info?
I just picture her. I think they have TV time in jail. I think she bullies them all and said, we're all going to sit down. She's watched every episode.
Yeah,
And I believe that Murillo is still running her social. I think that's what somebody said. And he posted it on her behalf. What a fucking loser. In the words of Lisa Barlow, I just love that insult so much. You're a fucking loser.
What is the February 5th thing?
Okay, so you sent the screenshot to me, and it was from the designer sent a photo. It was posted a photo of Monica and him being like XOXO Gossip Girl 2/5. To me, that made it seem like there are five people that ran the account, and that Monica and Koa are two of the five.
So I just assumed it was February 5th.
Yeah, I was trying to explain this over to you on text and you were not responding to me. And I was like, Mary, I think it could be February 5th, but to me it felt like it was two people pictured there. There are five of them. And I'm like, guys, this isn't the win that you think it is, because let's be honest, like the federal government was literally already investigating Jen. Like, you guys didn't bring her down with your berating video of her and the things that you did. Like, Lisa Barlow is even on Twitter right now, or X or whatever you call it, being like, Monica was literally still acting as if she was Jen's best friend. Like, the government basically told her, like, leave us alone. Like, we have the information. Like, we don't need you to be an informant.
Well, remember she said that, like, Secret Service comment?
It was probably really the brother-in-law she was fucking.
There is going to be way more to this story, and I'm hoping we get some answers from the reunion.
I just believe nothing she says. Like, I think, she was, like, forthcoming with things that have happened, but I'm also like, you're also a fucking liar. You're a lying liar who lies. And anything you say, I don't believe you. And like, your credibility is out the window for me. Like, I think I've hated you since the beginning. Hate is a strong word. I don't know her. I have not liked you since you came on the scene because you're poor. And then your actions have just increased.
Because you're poor.
My dislike of you. And now I think you're creepy. And I think
like,
you're dangerous.
To me, it's almost like triumphant to me in some way. I'm like, that she conned all these producers. And she wasn't even a friend of. She was a real housewife. Like, how
she's had to fight for it,
mastered to get casted. It's pretty unbelievable.
But do you think she comes back? Because she went live after the finale, right? And Dana was there from last season. She was like, I haven't been asked back. Heather never paid her back. And I'm like, good, Heather, put that towards your BLL tab that's open for Monica. Right, okay. Right. Like, and I'm like, she's revealing too much. I'm like, she can't come back.
I would be shocked if she came back. However, I'd like to see it in some capacity, not actually as a housewife, perhaps.
What if
like
she,
the first two episodes, her having involvement?
What if she that went would to TLC? Excite me. There is a show on TLC called Smothered.
Oh, about your mom.
And about your mom being too involved. And I feel like that could be a really great place for them to land, or like Guantanamo.
We're going to see more of her. We're going to see more of her.
No, I just have a feeling. The three-part reunion.
You don't
want her gone. I don't think we should be rewarding this bad behavior either. And I think, and I, here's a,
we reward meta question for you. So many people's bad behavior all the time.
Here's a question for you that I really want you to think about. Okay. Does any of this, of what's happened, do you think it changes any part of the trajectory of the future of Housewives? Do you think this affects casting for future Housewives? Like,
no, there's, it's never that deep. It's like, okay, they cast people that have like racist Twitters. It's like, yeah, somebody didn't from Bravo didn't like go and look back at their Twitter, because guess what? Every fan will, and it's going to get exposed. So like,
if you go on a reality show, just delete any social you've ever had.
Completely.
Okay, seriously. Because you're all racist and you're bigoted. And
you know, it's like, I'm not that surprised. I guess I'm more surprised she got casted because she's poor. And
well, she got cast because of the Jen Shaw connection, I think. And I think she played that up. And I honestly do think she is a good actress in the sense of, she had us.
I know,
fooled.
I believe,
she had us Monica.
I believe her a lot of things that she said.
You really, you just, you liked her. And I just feel,
I enjoy watching her. I'm not saying I want to be friends with her. I like her as a person.
Okay,
she's not my Kyle Richards.
Just tell us that you booked a trip to Salt Lake City to go hang out with her and LD.
I'm trying to go at the end of the month, so. Let's not to hang out with break. Monica, though. Oh. But I'm just trying to ski.
Oh, okay.
No snow in Tahoe, so.
Anything about Monicon that you want to mention now? I'm sure we'll talk about it next week.
Like, can't this wait. Is, this I can't. It keeps coming.
Story still unraveling. Stay tuned. And with that, we'll take a quick break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple
skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their Dewy Day Cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay. We're back. Let's talk a little Miami this season. Let me ask you a few questions.
Oh, please.
So, is Alexia having money problems?
She poor.
You think they're having money problems?
There's something going on, and I think that Alexia has played this in all of her marriages and all of her relationships, where she's very much a trophy wife and she does not handle finances. She has no idea what goes on in the bank, what happens with the money, and there's something skeevy about Todd, you guys.
Okay. They've been together 6 years.
I'd like to reverse that question onto you.
I just worry about my Frankie baby.
Give him the master.
Adore him. Just
give him the primary him bed for the new place.
Sitting with Marisol and Alexia and just listening to the girl talk, it just like warms my heart.
I love him.
Now,
so
you know, so Anna comes back.
Wait,
10
but
years
that, do you
later.
Think that they have money problems besides worrying about Frankie?
Yeah, they do. I'd say so.
And you know who else thinks that? Going into what you're about to say, Adriana.
Anna.
Which flop season, flop city.
That was so interesting how Anna walked in and first thing she goes to
Lisa.
So creepy. I was going to say Lisa Barlow. Other Lisa.
We can't stop thinking about our baby G.
Oh, you're such a good mom. I'm sorry. What's happened to you? Like starting to butter them up. But then she never actually drops the bomb, you know?
I'm like, so tick,
what
tick,
happened
tick,
there?
Tick, tick.
Did she just become too chicken? It was too overwhelming. She couldn't But also, what was her actual plan?
What would she do?
Ladies who lunch. By the way, Alexia, I heard you're having money problems. This is how I'm getting back on the show. I mean, I just don't know what the angle was.
Okay, look, Anna is like all of us who talk shit, okay? We talk shit behind someone's back, and then when confronted it with it, we're like, oh my God, no, we totally love you so much. Anna, you flopped. Denise, I know we're going to Beverly Hills later. You flopped. It's like, come in with your bullet points. If you're going to talk a big game, I mean, one time Sheena and I had an incident, and I did say something.
You said sorry.
Huh? No, I didn't say sorry. She says, like, so you're the one writing all this shit about me, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yes, I am. Yes. And I said, we got to go, Marissa. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Oh,
because you know what? Like a normal person, I talk shit behind their back. Definitely.
Right.
Behind.
Okay.
You know how there's ins and outs of 2024? Here's a big in for the Bravo community.
Like, not in for that.
Here's what I'm getting. No, here's my one in. Mm-hmm. Be a normal person and talk shit behind their backs, okay? Do not go on these pages and leave comments for them to read. Come onto our page and write comments about the people, okay? Go on to the other accounts like this. Don't go on to these pages and talk shit to them.
Right.
Behind their back.
Right. Now, follow-up question. Will Julia rat out Adriana?
She fucking better, because how dare you come after my baby Nicole? Nicole can't even pronounce her last name correctly, okay? She doesn't know who Anna is. And you know what? I want that jean jacket, because like Alexia came in and said, oh, fuck this, I'm out. And she still managed to grab that denim jacket because she knew it was cute.
She's like, thank you for this milk jacket.
Yes, but I am leaving.
I know. Now, okay, so this episode, I do think Nicole is very calculated. I don't know how much she knew about the past. And I do think Anthony has a relationship with Anna.
Anthony, I was like,
you're really in. You think he's hot?
I was so turned on by him in that house.
I cannot believe he doesn't go to like a special beard person.
I know.
He has a beautiful,
part of the allure.
I love a man with a beard. Yeah. And if it's salt and pepper, even better. But he really needs to go to a professional barber and get it cleaned up nice. It could look fantastic.
I want him to put a plaid shirt on. I want to take him to a cabin.
You want him like the brawny man.
He's a little lumberjack man for me. Okay. I don't know. There was something I was like, oh my God, I need serious help.
Well, I think it is very attractive that he's super into remodeling this house. And like,
Nicole, this is not a bedroom. This is your closet. And I was like,
and like
legs
someone
wide open.
Someone taking, you know, he's like, here, I want you to be involved in the design process, but like, let's narrow it down to three things for you. Like, that is pretty sexy, if you ask me.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're really, I'm like, I'm in.
You're into it.
Mm-hmm. I'm into it. And I think she is.
But like, I also think they'll never get married.
No. And I honestly. Guys, do we believe her from season one when she said, I don't really care if I get married or not? I'm kind of feeling that. Like, I don't think she really cares.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to get married. That's okay. They'll be together, but they're just not going to get married.
Yeah. But let's go back to this. Julie, because there's obviously cracks of Julia and Adriana. Adriana, I'm sorry. I don't know why I keep saying it, but Julia's like, you're letting Nicole take the fall. This is all your fault. I think Adriana said to Nicole, hey, I'm bringing Anna. There's going to be a little bit of drama. There's probably a little bit of drama because Marisol and Alexia haven't seen her in a while, but not to the degree of like what she's been saying, which is like, also it's like all stupid stuff.
Oh, well, then there's pretty like thick alliances here, you know, like obviously it's Marisol and Alexia, and then Lisa kind of flip-flops.
There's pairs. Gertie and Nicole, Larsa and Lisa, and then Julia and Adriana.
I don't think we need Larsa. I think she has like reached her expiration. I don't think we're very invested in her Marcus relationship.
What was those croissants that she was making? I was like, are these supposed to be lobster rolls? This looks disgusting.
Those little tiny mini croissants.
Yeah. She was like, here. Is this what people eat?
I think we'd be completely fine without Larsa. I think we can upgrade Kiki. I really love watching Lisa, though. The following week, when Jody's like, hey, you kind of need to check in on me. Like, I've been such a wonderful boyfriend for you, like so supportive. And like, you kind of need to start asking about me a little bit. Like, no, even like, it's like
10-90.
Exactly. Like, 10-90. And then Lisa set a timer and she's out with Larsa. I just got to call and check on Jody real quick. Hang on.
Okay. To Lisa's defense.
I think I'm smart, like a reminder, and she's going to check in on him. Not when you're out to happy hour with your friend. Like,
or don't tell him you set a reminder. Exactly. Like, set the reminder. I do that all the time. I set reminders and like, and I used to do this thing where I would literally set a reminder for myself. Mondays, these are who you need to call. Tuesday, these are who you need to text. Like, I would do that because I just needed to like remind myself to check in, and then I would still not do it. So I'm a bad friend, and I apologize to all my friends that I haven't messaged. But I would set reminders because I was like, life is busy, life gets hectic, and I still want to check in with those. Again, I didn't. And it lasted for about a couple weeks, but
it seems like a good idea.
But I'm not telling them, hey guys, my reminder went off and I'm trying to check in with you because you told me I needed to because you feel like I don't. Right, and here we are. And Larsa, like, Larsa is a broken clock is right twice a day. Like, her being like, Lisa, you don't tell him.
Right. Like, get with it. What did you think about her Honda Fit moment?
First, I felt bad for the housekeeper because I felt like she was basically like, my housekeeper's poor and I'm borrowing her car. But I also thought
it was... I giggled. Sorry.
Well, I thought it was funny. Had she not said whose car it was, I wish she just would have said, oh, I rented it to test drive.
That would have been better.
Like, the whole idea was funny, but then like it being her housekeeper's like made me feel yucky. But I thought it was like funny when she pulled up and they're all fighting first off because they're trying to leave.
And then it was just like very funny right in front of like the red Ferrari or Porsche. I don't know what kind of car it was, to be honest, but
yeah,
I knew it was expensive.
Yeah, exactly. Like that, you know, when they park the cars and if they park your car in front of the hotel, they think that that's an expensive car.
My car's never been like the worst is like when you've had to like some places you have to valet park. I'm like, oh my God, Mary. But please, my 2005 Nissan Altima. I mean, I've upgraded since, but there was many years that 2005 Nissan Altima was. It was. I was like, this is a coffin on wheels. Like, please, sir, let me drive it to the parking spot. You can follow me. Do you want to get in the passenger seat? Like, it's fine. I'll get it in there. Okay, we're gonna be okay. It's a boat.
Mary, I used to have, you know, my blue Jeep is this best. Yes. Literally, we called it Indiana Jones because it was an off-road on a regular road.
Yes.
And I can remember distinctly, like, it will stick with me. Like, it used to, every, like, fourth, fifth time you turn on the car, it would go a little, like, and then, like, die, right? Like, not die the car, but, like, go away.
Right.
So I'd always be like, oh, God. So I had to pull up. My parents' friends were, like, staying at the Beverly Hilton, right? And I had to, and when I was doing hair, she said, can you come do my hair? And I was like, fuck, there's like not even anywhere. There's nowhere to park on around the street, there. Right? There's no street park. There's no nothing. I'm like, I'd love to. And I pull up and it is. And I'm like, it's a Red Bull.
Right.
It was so, it's that moment is stuck.
Still
with
haunts
me.
You. Still it haunts you.
I have PTSD.
Sure. I get it.
PTSD. Like, I just,
I don't. I know.
It's like, you know, for Lisa, I'm like, also Lisa will never drive that car.
She's always going to have nice things. I'm not worried about Lisa. Okay. I'm not worried about Lisa. Let's talk about, we got into a pretty big fight this morning regarding if Russell dyes his hair or not.
It wasn't a fight. I had just never thought about it. I'm going to say, I texted you and I said, you're correct.
No, I know. But the messages just made me kind of giggle because these are things that we talk about, guys, offline. The messages went like this. How did it even start? Hold on.
I was saying because we posted today about Russell and Gertie, and I was like, Russell will win March Madness. Like I was crying during these scenes. Like, I like had to like stop a few times. Like, I just was like bawling. Like, first off, her family is so sweet. Russell is such a caring husband. And you're like, yeah, that's great and all, but I can't get over that Russell dyes his hair.
I don't know what. I can't like look away. I'm like, it's so obvious to me that he dyes his hair. And you were like, no, I don't think he dyes his hair. I'm like, well, you're the hair expert. So, you know, I'm pretty sure he does. And then you're like, literally doing like a deep research project. I'm like, no, I think you're looking through a picture. I'm like, no, I think you need to get it like on camera to really tell. Like, you can't tell from the photos. And Courtney did confirm, as a previous hairdresser, it is dyed, people.
I have an active license, so I'm still considered in current hairdresser, okay? Because I keep that license active.
I like that.
But I said, I can see it in the scalp now. Well, I said, you know, my dad, he's in his 60s and he only has like 2 gray hairs. And I was saying, Gertie posted like a through the time and I sent it to Mary and I'm like, I have been poring over this. I've watched every single photo of this. I'm like looking at the sides because you said, look at the sides.
I think
it's harder to tell in pics.
He's very serious. And then I was like, I want him to stop dyeing his hair. Show me the salt and pepper.
And I wrote, like, you think he does?
I was like, definitely.
I don't think he does. I'll need to take a closer look.
Oh my God, he totally does. You are the hair person.
They're in their 40s. I don't think he's great. He's that great based on his sister too. I think it's still natural.
I don't think so.
Usually you can tell in the eyebrows and his eyebrows are the same.
I was like, it looks fake.
So then I sent her the video and I'm like detailed looking in these pics. LOL. Okay, my thought. I think when it's cut super short on the sides, it looks more salt and pepper, maybe because it's almost more sparse. But then when it grows, it's thicker and dark. And he has a very angular straight lined cut. So I could see maybe color. But as a firefighter, I feel like the guys would give him so much shit.
I'm like, I think it's harder to tell in pictures. It's like dark at times.
The color is pretty consistent.
Also, you really can't convince me he doesn't dye it.
Maybe he has a color shampoo.
I'm like, I'm positive he dyes it, okay?
Like, I can see Gertie telling him to do it. Just do it, Russell.
Keeps going. How does he have 0 gray? She must do it for him. He's 44.
My dad has like 0 gray. He's 62.
Am I right? Not even on the side?
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying I could see it go either way.
I'm like the edges.
No, my dad has like 2 gray hairs. He's losing some of the hair, but no, it's kind of wild.
That is wild.
Do you have grays? You would never know your hair is so light.
I've never seen one. I was like, but I couldn't tell. What about you?
You would be able to because the texture is almost similar to your wave.
Okay. Now we've gone too far. Of course,
but you really wouldn't be able to tell. And I have 3. God. I yanked him when I see him.
You just keep on going. This is what a text conversation for me and Courtney is like, you know, arguing about if people have gray hair.
And then I come back to you. This is like 5 hours later. Okay, he dyes his hair. Upon rewatch, you are correct. I see it on his scalp.
He totally does. But okay, I will say I felt like he was like very stoic. Then I also feel like he is in this field. He probably has to go into the hospital a lot. He has like that EMT background, being a fire person. And I wanted to see like a tear. I didn't see any tear from him. I wanted to see that. I'm obsessed with the nurse that helped. I was like, we are warriors. You're strong. Like, I feel like they were so comforting. And yeah, her coming home to like the little things from the boys, those big hugs, her dad saying the prayer and a mom.
I'm telling you, I was
trying. Even her to like, if this was me, I mean, this is your real health. This does not need to be on reality TV. I honestly, if I was her, I probably wouldn't have.
I commend her for sharing her story. Totally. Like, I was thinking about that. To be
actually in the operating room the day of, I would not have wanted that film. I would have let you come like the next day after and we could talk about it. But for her to like show going into the actual surgery, and I know other housewives have done it, but I don't know with actual, like, it's like a liposuction procedure, like a boob job or something like that.
Yeah, no, this felt so like,
I don't think it's like
lumpectomy and like the whole thing. And I just,
yeah.
First off, I think she's so inspiring. I think so many women, men have gone through, like so many women have gone through this, and this isn't like a story that people share. And I just thought it was so commendable to watch her do this. She's sharing her family, like the highs and the lows. And I've just loved Gertie since the beginning. I really
commend her for sharing like the entire part of this story.
And I just thought like they are such rocks for each other, like the longevity of their relationship, like they know their roles in this. Like Russell is he is the grounded person in this. Like, where like Gertie's kind of, you know, she's like kind of the type A, like center of attention. Russell is there to be that person in the background for her to be. He's the solid figure in that family. Like, he knows how to handle.
Very connected right, with her, the sons.
Well, and with the firefighter being able background.
To, like, explain.
I know him putting her on the socks for her. I was like, this is so sweet. It's just like I saw and I was like, if we are not fighting to have Russells as our partners.
I think Michael would put on the socks for me.
He will.
I 100%. I do.
Yeah. No, like I'm not like I'm just saying I think when we are
things striving I think for, about.
Yes, but just he's just such I was like March Madness. Like
guys, even we hold. All deserve someone to put our socks on us, okay?
Yes. That's love that.
2024.
I love that. I love that. And you know, I think I really thought Miami is still like silly to me because outside of like the Gertie thing, which I'm so glad she's sharing, but everything else is just silly to me. Like these fights are still so silly. That's like everything that's happening that it feels lighter. Like I will say, like I said, after Salt Lake City, Miami and Beverly Hills kind of felt like a letdown in a sense because we just had this dopamine hit. And I'm like, oh, my God, this must be what heroin is like. I'm chasing the high.
I also I wish Miami wasn't on after Beverly Hills.
I agree. It needs its own night.
Yeah.
Give it its own night. It's hard. And I don't feel like people are watching. And I almost feel like they should be switching. I don't want them to switch it, but it almost feels like Miami and then it should be into Beverly Hills. I don't know that Beverly Hills being the lead in for Miami is doing anything for Miami. And I'm worried that it's not getting the numbers it should because it's still a fantastic series.
Oh, it's amazing. Even and just it's all like, their fashion. I love seeing what they wear. I'm obsessed.
I love the bright colors. I love the Miami like landscape.
And they have money.
Oh, not Alexia.
Why? Most of them.
Yeah. No, but still, Alexia's still like her pores. Like,
right. I'm we like, oh, we would be fun. Happy to be her poor.
Oh, how many zeros? Because I have one in my bank account. And there's no numbers in front of it.
Right.
It's just zero. You know, but in Miami, it's been great. And I've really enjoyed this season. I think you got a little bit of everything. I think like two for me is like minus, truthfully, outside of like Larsa and then the bro Lexia and Marisol. Like everyone's really likable to me.
I like Marisol.
No, I'm saying even Marisol is even like, I don't like when Marisol and Alexia are together. They're too much of that Giselle Robin. Like,
see, I didn't like what Adriana was pulling this week though. Sure, but I like her relationship with Julia and I really like Julia and Martina. So, you know.
Yeah. So they
can't like them all. There's like 10 people on this cast.
There's six and three friends of.
Yeah.
And so. I think you need Adriana to stop trying to get storylines.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So let's take a break and do Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Okay. So.
So I feel like we had four main like storylines this week. If we will, we can break them down. Maybe we had a Denise versus Erica. We had Sutton dating. We had the Kim and Kyle and Kathy of it all. And then we had the Dorit versus Garcelle.
At the beginning of the episode, So I watched it for 7 minutes or maybe 10. And I was like, am I watching last week's episode again? I launched out of Hulu. I was like, I better go to Peacock. Maybe it didn't like put it on the new episode. I'm like, oh, no, it's still. I Googled it. I texted you. I go, just confirm. The episode that we're watching for today, I'm like, oh no, I'm on the right episode. I'm just rewatching it.
I think we had a week off, and I think that they had to give us like we had to go back because we saw Dorit leave last episode, didn't we?
Yes.
Like we saw her leave because I know because
she specifically said, I haven't seen my husband in a week. I'm gonna go.
Yes. So I'm like, I think they like had to put that in there because they needed us to remember the stuff so that when we went into Dorit versus Garcelle, and then we had to set up so that we could have the Denise versus Erica. And you know what we didn't get though is that we only got in a flashback scene of Crystal. What's going on? Because I really feel like Crystal is giving also you guys, no Anna Marie this episode.
Zero.
And then she's back to talk about.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin.
But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Like this was basically a filler episode. I don't think they even should have said any, they should have edited out the Denise Richards part. We did not need it at all.
Again,
we,
another flop.
Complete flop. I actually, Erica killed it. Like,
she did. She let Erica walk all over and her, it's like, if you're going to come in and go after it, have a few lines.
And also, we already talked about this 4 years ago. We had a flashback of the coffee shop. Like, your kids were 14.
You
were
talking about dicks at the table. You denied you didn't talk about your husband's dick.
It's almost like she has
footage.
Great. She almost has amnesia, you know?
Pretend amnesia? Don't you ever say that to me again. Remember when Teddy told Erica she had pretend amnesia?
Yes. I mean, to be honest, I think Erica was great. She's like, well, who's more profitable than you? You or Sammy? You know,
that was
no, I feel like Erica's like, you are trying to pick a fight with me. We talked about this 4 years ago.
We also talked about this last week at Kyle's house.
And you laughed about it 4 years ago. And you're trying to bring it up again. And guess what? The federal government actually like exonerated me and I'm not involved in that. I didn't know about this. Like,
what this is old news.
Also, watch the show. Watch the show. Roll
the footage.
What she
should have brought up was the fact that they were trying to
Lisa Rinna talking to the press.
The brandy of it all, having a threesome and that whole thing. Like, that's really, I feel like, what the crux of it is. But she almost doesn't want to say that because she doesn't want to bring it up again. But it's like, you either say it or you don't bring up, because the threesome thing is so, it's so dumb. Like, literally, Erica has gone, like, we've had the Tom Girardi of it all in between. This is like peanuts.
Yeah. Denise, like, legit looked delusional.
She was giving me just so much like Sandy from Grease vibes. Like, and it's just like, you're a mean woman. And Erica's like, yeah. And she's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, dumb. Like, in her confessional, it's like, you guys, I'm sorry. I know we're not supposed to like Erica. I love her. Ozempic gave her a personality back, or the hormones. I apologize. The hormones.
Yeah. And then that was kind of interesting. Like, Crystal bringing that up, like, she's like, I'm just like kind of obsessing about how everyone looks. Everyone's lost a ton of weight. That was interesting.
I love Rob. You know this. I love Rob. I see Rob. I want more Rob. And I'm like, okay, I really think, who do you think is the richest on this cast?
Kyle.
No. I'd say Kyle. I would say Crystal. I think Crystal's loaded.
I think Sutton's.
I was thinking about it, though. I was like, okay, 300,000 sounds like a lot, but at the end of the day,
well,
it's only a couple million dollars.
But that's a year.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, I think that the agency brings in way more money than like $4 million.
No, I honestly, I think Rob make way more. I think you, Sutton's like doing private planes. Crystal's not.
Is she? When has she done a private plane?
Many times. She's gotten the girls' private planes. Like, they flew out to see Erica's show because Sutton flew them out.
But Crystal wasn't on the cast at that point.
See, I think it goes
Kyle, Erica's doing PJs too. Look at her now.
Sutton, Crystal, Garcelle, Dorit, Erica. Money.
Erica's richer than Dorit.
You really have a thing about her jeans.
Dorit has never worn so many jeans in a season than she has in this season. I mean, in this episode, she's wearing jeans and a sweater with Garcelle. Erica comes over, she's wearing jeans. She's wearing shorts and a sweatshirt.
Phoenix was so cute to like getting them the Cokes and making them like a little Passover plate.
You want to know why Dorit's poor?
Paper plates.
Besides that? Dorit is poor because she got a stain on her 90s supermodel sweatshirt and couldn't go back in and get a different sort of glam outfit because she doesn't have any because she rented this one. So she had to use a Tide pen. She's poor.
And she said it. Well, Dorit did not look good this episode. Like, literally, Garcelle couldn't have been more clear. She's like, there are three things that you do not say to a person of color, and you said them, and now you're trying to double down on it. Like, Dorit, she didn't get listen. It.
Yeah, she still has it. Here's the thing: Garcelle and Dorit do not like each other. They do not like each other. Dorit has not liked Garcelle since Garcelle called her out about her help being people of color. Right? Like, Dorit has taken that. She's never gotten past that. And so she says these underhanded things, not realizing that they're, I don't think that Dorit is racist. I think she says these underhanded things, not realizing that they're microaggressions. But Garcelle is literally saying, they are. The word has different meaning when you say it to me versus when you say it to Kyle. And what you're not understanding is it's not, like, that's not okay. And I don't know how else to tell you this when you're not seemingly understanding what I'm saying. And then Dorit's like, well, let me defend myself. It's like, just don't, Dorit. Just don't defend yourself.
She should have owned it. She should have just said, I did not realize by saying words like aggressive, attack, and angry is not appropriate to say.
That's all.
And like, that's all you had to say.
Just apologize for it. And then she's like, well. And it's like, Dorit, just shut up. Just shut up because it's not your...
But
it's
then they like you. They. I feel like they like threw her a bone. Like, her confessional is like different at the very end, and they're like, Dorit's like basically is like, I was unaware, and now I am. Now I think she will be sticking her tail between her legs at the reunion and finally realizing. Yeah,
it's like,
and like that, but Garcelle couldn't have been any more clear. Like,
if you think Garcelle wants to continually have this conversation, like, no, she wants to focus on other things that are going on in her life. And then you're making this almost like a storyline for her where she's like, I don't know how else to tell you I'm offended. I don't like how you're saying it. I don't like what you're saying, but I also cannot educate you on the right things to say.
Yeah.
Like, well, please,
she's
stop.
Like, I love it. She's like, why are you saying my name so much? Like, I'm the only one here. Like, there's nobody else here.
Dorit does do that. Kyle.
Yeah.
Erica.
Right.
You know, she does do that, but it's like she just.
And then Garcelle, you know, I don't hate you. I'm just trying to let you know and stop saying the name.
Like, I was like, when someone says I don't hate you, it doesn't mean that they like you. It just means they tolerate you because you're on a cast and we have to work together. It's like, sorry, Dorit's, she's poor. Also, I was like, where are they? They're on a golf course. Are they in like Westlake Village or something? Where were
they? You predict this is Dorit's last season.
Yeah, guys, sorry. I think this is Dorit's last season. I think, listen.
Yeah, let me go dark real quick.
Oh, God. When the robbery happened, I think she was only going to be a friend of that season and it was going to be her last season. The robbery happened. She got interesting again. They said, okay, they brought her back because Rinna was gone. So they said, fine, you can stay one more. And she's overstayed her welcome.
Okay.
PK's teeth are distracting me, by the way. In the preview, I can't stop looking at them. Can I ask a question? And I have a real question. If you're a dentist or you have veneers, this is an honest to God question.
Yeah. Can you get cavities on them?
No. How come?
You can't, like, right?
Get cavities on a fake tooth?
Yeah.
Great question. I'm going to say no.
I would say no as well, but not
enough. Here's the thing. Okay. When you smile, like, your teeth are not all the same size. Why is it that sometimes when people get, no, like straight across.
Right. But when you have veneers, they are.
No, I think you can get different sizes because I've seen people who have veneers that are different sizes. Like, did PK get a, was it a Groupon? They're all, it's just straight across both top and bottom.
I got to take it better. They did not distract me last week. I can't
stop. It's like, I think I'm white.
So
white.
I'm so used to people's veneers. Like, what really sticks out to me is Kelly Clarkson. She still has normal teeth.
Oh, yeah. I was like, she does not have veneers.
No. I know. So it really sticks out to me. I'm like, oh, she's
normal color. They're not like bright white either.
Yes. She looks fantastic, by the way.
She's been, quote unquote, listening to her doctor's orders. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. What were you doing before? Okay. Like, you look great, but maybe
your doctor prescribed you Ozempic.
Don't lie to me, Oprah.
Oprah admitted it.
Finally, after saying it was from hiking. Own it, baby.
Yeah.
I just, okay. Let's talk about Kim and Kyle. I thought this was the most revealing that we have heard. Big Kathy did a fucking number on these girls. And let me tell you, I've been looking for the audible of House of Hilton and I cannot find it anywhere.
Big Kathy is a scary person. They're all legitimately like, we need to do this for mom and mom would have wanted it. They're like still like tranced by her.
Well, it's their mom. I truthfully think that they're victims of abuse from Big Kathy. I think Big Kathy pimped out her daughters. I think Kim Richards got the worst of it as the biggest actress of the three of them because other Kathy was clearly doing dental work somewhere. Mm-hmm. Homeless, not toothless. Kyle was a younger sister, so she wasn't getting as much of it. So, like, Kim, I think, was, like, literally abused and, like, spit out by the industry because Big Kathy allowed it to happen.
Now, I'm not going to deny any of that. Okay. And the hummingbird thing, do you remember when Kyle was on that Medium show with Tyler? Is his name Tyler?
Tyler Henry. I did not watch it. Tell me more, though.
And I've heard this hummingbird story before. Oh. And how she thinks her mom's a hummingbird and that the hummingbirds come out. And she talked about how when she got into a big fight with her sister the next day, the hummingbird was dead on the floor. And she's like, that's a sign for my mother, you know? I love that kind of stuff.
I would love more. Like I would love some sort of tell all about that from like, okay.
No, it's like she had a huge temper. Mother was always right. They had to like whatever mom said went. And I think her mom was inconsistent. I think one day the girls might do something and the mom would think it's funny. And then they could do the same thing the next day.
They didn't know what they were going to get with their mom on the regular.
Inconsistent.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the next day they could do the same thing and she would be pissed about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then I was like, then I'm interested because we're talking about Whitney's wedding. And she's like, you know, are you bringing anyone to the wedding? I'm like, whoa, is she asking Morgan or is she talking Mauricio? But then she kind of went a different direction because it was like, I don't want anyone there who's not getting along. And I'm like, what are we talking about?
I feel like at this point, Mauricio and Kyle are separated, but not saying it. And that's why Kim is asking, are you bringing anyone to the wedding? Because she's saying, like, are you going to bring your friend Morgan to the wedding? Because, like, Mauricio's still going to come. That might be kind of weird.
I was taking it that it was from a there Kathy was something angle. There.
But then it was almost like, she almost insinuated, like, don't bring anyone that isn't invited to the wedding. I'm like, who's not invited to the wedding that would be coming to the wedding?
But this is also the wedding where like everything kind of remember like it all kind of
was outdoor
because it was outdoor. There's only like one family photo. There was no pics of Kyle and Mauricio together.
There is like a big family photo of all of them together.
No, I'm saying there was only one family. That's the only photo that Kyle and Mauricio are in, and they're not next to each other. Like the girls are interspersed. Yes. Like right. Like with, and there's no photos. The hats, of Kyle. Yep. Yep. Kemosabe.
Yes.
Thank God for Kemosabe. It's just that was like, but I felt very much like I kind of like with Kyle going through this transformation and everything and her being like open and honest or whatever. I'm like, I want more of this. To be honest, I don't really care about you and Mauricio. I'm kind of interested in the sister dynamic more. Like the Kyle Momo. I don't care. I think that the whole Morgan Wade of it all is BS.
We're going to get more Morgan next week too.
Great. I don't care. I know that's weird. I just feel it feels very produced to me when she's like, would you ever date a woman? She's like, I would. I'm like, oh, great. And I cannot wait for all the accounts because I
so
know.
Are
because-
we going to like at the reunion, is she finally going to admit that she's dating Morgan?
No, I think this is all produced.
Okay.
I think this is all produced. And this goes back to what I was saying about like the Monica, like the transformation of like Real Housewives and like the trajectory of it. It's like all of these shows now I feel like are trying to outdo each other in a way. And so it's like I don't think Kyle and Mo are purposely separating for like storylines, but it feels very much like it's like there's a Scandoval. Like they know this like divorce is kind of like going to rock things. You've got like.
If they want to keep this going, she should say at the reunion she's with Morgan, if she is.
Sure. I just everything feels like so salacious and like we've got to be better than the show before us. We need to be the ones that are being talked about. And it's almost this weird thing where it's like it's not even real life anymore.
I know exactly what you mean.
Even though, again, they're characters and they're not real people and whatever, but they are real people. But it just feels like we're always trying to like outdo. And it's like, you know, they're and I'm sorry, I know I'm going off-roading here like my old 99 Jeep, but there, I was seeing this clip from like the two T's in a pod, which I know.
I'm trying to go to your San Francisco show. I can't believe you haven't invited me or given me a free ticket. Like, come on, I'll hype you up, girls.
There's no way.
Give me the ticket. Now.
But they were
no.
Saying,
they're literally heavily promoting it. I'm like, I'm trying to go.
Well, you could buy a ticket, Mary.
No, I can't. I can't, Courtney. You know why I can't?
The principal.
This is why I do this job. Okay.
Ask, believe, receive. Ask.
Yeah. Believe, receive. Teddy, Tamara, invite me. I'm happy to promote it. I'll get my girlies to come out. We'll go to Cultivar before we can hit up Balboa. You're doing the Palace of Fine Arts. It's on a Thursday. Get me there.
Okay, so going back to the two T's, though, so they were talking about, like, the Salt Lake finale, and all I'm thinking is, like, Tamara's wheels have to be turning about, like, what's going to be our thing? What are we going to do to produce something that's going to be so insane? And you know what's sad is it's going to be breaking Shannon in some way.
Well, like, I don't think that will be that hard.
I know.
That was already my prediction. Also, we need to come back to the predictions.
We're
going to
do quarterly. We have April 1. That's the quarter. Like, we'll do it every quarter. I think we come back. You know, someone did send an article that Tom Sandoval is starring in a Lifetime movie.
That was not on our predictions.
I said that a Bravo Lab would be cast in a show, but non-SAG. I think Sandoval might be SAG. But I'm going to keep that in the back pocket.
Sure. If we need a few at the end of the year.
If we have to check some things off, I'm going to keep that in my back pocket. But, you know, it's like, I keep thinking, like, what's the next show going to do that's going to try to be splashy, right? Like, we've got Summer House that's coming. It's going to be very, like, Lindsay and Carl heavy. It's like, it's almost like, how do you one up the previous?
Sutton's Dating Game is not doing it. And also,
I would watch a show of Sutton dating. Like, I was hot.
Docket, they, you know, she won't be getting the $300,000 if she gets remarried.
Well, she's never getting remarried.
Right.
She doesn't need to get remarried either. She just
I guess she'll just find her partner.
I'm sorry. Right. Steve was hot.
Oh, smoke show, baby. Woo. And they were hitting it off.
They were vibe. She was a giddy.
She's like, I like your blazer. Like, she sat down. Hi, I like your blazer.
Imagine there were no cats. Like, she was not wearing a cat outfit.
You know? And your silver hair.
I love a head full of silver. Like, she was like,
I don't care what we eat, but like, I don't eat meat or chicken. Meat is chicken and no spicy. And have you heard of my neuropathy?
I have a small esophagus.
What is the thing? The feet
neuropathy, I think. You're
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was fun. I would watch a show of Sutton dating.
It would be kind of funny with like Dorit if Dorit styled her for each date.
Well, Dorit, she has money, so you could pick expensive things.
Yeah.
Because you're poor.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry.
I mean, that's pretty much, that's all I really have to say about BH.
I'm coming off of a high. What day is it? What time is it? I don't know. I'm feeling that there's just so much happening. Save it for the reunion, Monicon.
There's more to come on that for sure.
There's definitely more to come. But Mary, as always, so
what
lovely
a fun
to see
week.
Gorgeous
what, how blessed we are.
So blessed. I hope that your two T's write you back and I hope you get in there. And I hope everybody has a fabulous weekend. And until then,
bye guys.